Gonna check your headphones. Did you check your headphones? You take the ride. Let's welcome to the show, everybody.
What are you doing?
Everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
Awesome!
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Oh, man, I object for an exciting Brian Noonan show podcast, I being Cody Goff and you being Brian Noonan. Do you have a problem with my energy level?
No, I love your energy level. I think it is a wonderful contradiction from a man who told me at the onset of this endeavor that podcasts are supposed to be calm and cool and everybody's chillaxed.
You know what? My definition and the concept of the word podcast is evolving. I'm allowed to evolve my opinion.
I would
isn't
hope
that...
you would evolve. I devolve. I would need somebody on the program to evolve.
Do you de-evolve like in the Super Mario Brothers movie with the Goombas? Roger, you know what I'm talking about.
First of all, I have no idea. Well, I want to look Roger's back.
What? And front, too.
It's very funny. Thank Roger drops by for the beginning of the podcast before he goes back to do terrestrial news on a very busy terrestrial news day. We can say, listen, people know we record this right after the show.
People have no idea what we do.
All right. None of your business. And it's none of their business.
It's not.
Quite frankly.
Currently, John F. Kennedy is president. Currently.
Really?
Or,
and there's this technology when Kennedy was president? What is this? Quantum Leap?
Brian, this is WGN Radio.
Back?
This technology probably was around when
Kennedy. I just saw a drone.
What?
Well, it looked like a drone. It was a little glow-in-the-dark propeller thing that landed. Some guy threw it. I don't know.
Oh.
He scurried away.
Oh, you just, no, it's like a fireworks kind of thing. You just shot it up in the sky and waiting for it to fall down again. I just saw him do it.
Yeah, like, see, I'm not lying. It came down. There it is. See, Cody?
Oh, it came down?
Yeah, it dropped over there.
Oh, I've seen those. Very pedestrian.
Wow. Look at you.
Aliens. Right. Aliens.
Maybe it's a pod person.
Yeah.
So why are you so jacked up today? Is it because you just got off a plane and you've been traveling the globe? And by the globe, I mean out to Pennsylvania?
I'm always jacked up.
Really? You never seen it?
Yeah, you should see him when he came upstairs before the show.
I heard it was not him that was jacked up. I heard it was various members of the news department that were a little duh.
Oops.
And you seemed a little jacked up during the program tonight too. It seemed like there was a lot of defensiveness in your newsy.
I reach a new level of alertness when something like this goes on.
I guess. And again, there was no reason to be defensive because we were not attacking.
I didn't feel I was being defensive. I just got very emotional about how we cover certain things, how the news department or news people, journalists.
You're tired of the mainstream media taking a beating at the hands of pedestrian consumers.
Well, some of them deserve it.
People who don't know nothing about nothing and they're going to comment on everything.
Yeah.
Roger, I talked to Brian about this off the air. The difference is we're mainstream, yes, quote unquote, but we don't merge journalism and marketing. We don't have a jingle for a mass shooting. We don't promote it. We don't.
That's just because we didn't have time. If there was time, if there was time and it was during the week, we would have had somebody come up with a jingle. Because let's be honest, we're all in the marketing business. We're
not
all
necessarily.
Here.
There's a big difference. I understand what you're saying.
If nobody listened to your news,
right.
Not your news personally,
right.
But our news.
Right.
If we didn't present informative, good, reliable news,
mm-hmm.
nobody would listen to it. Well, and if some, but
okay, go ahead.
If it
go
was
ahead.
Delivered in a boring way by boring people with no personality, mm-hmm. nobody'd listen. They'd go elsewhere.
Well, that, yes. Because they would tune to something that would get them excited or inform them in a entertaining way, I would have to say,
entertaining
unfortunately.
Way.
But I don't consider myself entertaining
good.
While I'm doing the news. I would be the only
good.
One in the
None
entire
of us
universe.
Do.
Thank you.
But we consider you a news person, a journalist,
right.
Who you're
but
reporting
again,
the news.
And I understand the point that Cody was trying to make. We're not CNN.
No,
CNN is news. However they present it, in whatever entertaining, splashy way they present it, that's all they do.
Right.
We're more than that. We're more and different from that.
And better.
And way better. Well, we've been doing it a lot longer.
Been doing it longer. And Cody's judgment, and I don't disagree with it, is that when you're paying as much attention to the content of your news as the marketing of your news, mm-hmm. that's where the line gets blurred. Would I be correct in stating that that's what you meant?
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah. And I know you said that, yeah, WGN wants to be a little marketable too, but...
We have to be. We're all selling...
We're marketable in the fact that people know that they can tune to us
right.
and hear balanced, factual news, and that they can then, during your show... spout
Hear
one
unbalanced.
Way or the other.
unbalanced questionable effects. But no, it's all part of the same thing, just mm-hmm. on a different level.
Yeah.
We do have the visuals. We have to mm-hmm. there is research that goes into what things click on the website mm-hmm. and how quickly we have to do X many stories at this time. It's all part of the because we're in a very competitive media culture. So to compete, you have to look at what everybody else is doing and try to do it better.
And that's been around a long time because I remember back in the 60s, late 60s.
Wow.
When I was really starting to get into the business and especially the news business, there were studies done that you must present a different person's voice. We call that in the news business an actuality or a clip of somebody else's voice within the first 5 seconds of your newscast in order to keep the thing flowing and keep people listening.
All right.
So a lot of people will start their newscast with either a what we call a rap, which is another reporter's voice.
Oh, I thought it was
with
like
a news person.
Drop into
no,
Hello,
Wild West.
No, not that kind of a rap. Or with an actuality, and that way you keep the flow going during the newscast. You keep people listening. You keep them wanting to know more, but then you still do your journalism. You still answer the who, what, where, why, when, and how to the best of your ability, which is another reason why they're still covering this ad nauseum, because some of those have not been answered yet.
This is turning into a remake of Network.
Sorry.
Albert Finney is sitting to my right, and he is going to be mad as hell and not take it anymore
in about
5 seconds.
I used that clip the other night, in fact.
I'm sure you
did.
In
my little bedtime story.
There's a difference that I get what you're saying. Yeah, we've got, there's studies and things, and we know mm-hmm. we have to hit the news on the hour and things, Brian, but none of our content on the Brian Noonan Show is determined by our marketing.
Unfortunately,
and it's true.
That is true.
You and I behind the scenes for the listeners, Brian and I show up upstairs and you've got a bunch of stories you've been collecting throughout the week and a pad of legal paper, and you and I sit down and mostly you, and you just kind of say, all right, I want to talk about this at this time, this at this time. Take a look. You say, what do you think? I say, all right. Well, maybe we'll keep things light for 7 and then get heavy at 7:30. Maybe we'll swap around one or two things.
Right.
But we're not looking at a focus group. We're not talking to management. It's literally you own a show at WGN, and you come in with stuff that you want to talk about.
Right, I hope other people will find interesting.
Exactly, and I feel like some of the big network news and some of the criticisms is that there's some boss, some VP somewhere, some Ted
Consultants.
Turner, some guy, some consultant saying, oh, this is a big tragedy. The second it happens, you have to do this to get this X number of ratings, and you have to cover this, you know, you have to put on Donald
Trump. You want
to
be the first.
Well, if you remember the show Newsroom, the series Newsroom. Yep. Mm-hmm. If you have seen that whole thing, that corporate got involved in that whole deal. It's excellent program that you should.
Do you
Cody's
think
it, looking
I've
at
seen a couple episodes.
It's very good.
As it gets into the further episodes, corporate is all over the newsroom. They're all over
it's a huge expense for corporations to run a news department, and you have to bring in the viewers. So, unfortunately, what brings in viewers? Splashy videos, a lot of crazy talk. And something nonstop. You know right now, if you wanted to see something about the shooting in Orlando, you know exactly where to go. Because as I was driving in today, you know, we have news at the top and bottom of the hour.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's BBM is supposed to be news all the time.
Right.
So I figured once David was done with his report, I would flip over and see if there was additional reporting there. There was nothing.
Right.
They had nothing. I was like, wait a minute. You're the all news station. You have nothing. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, all right. Frank's show was on, so he was talking about something that was not related, and I was like, all right. Well, I guess I'll have to wait till the bottom of the hour. But by then I was here, so then I just listened to David do the news.
Unless it's a an ongoing thing, like right when the situation happened.
And then you go nonstop.
We didn't know. We didn't know for a couple hours what was going on.
This you were break. On, right? You
yeah, I was here, and I started seeing stuff at about, this thing happened at 2 o'clock our time.
You were here last night overnight?
Yeah.
What?
He always is.
Yeah, I worked like Sunday morning.
Look at his schedule.
Yeah, from 12:30
to
4:30.
You don't know that?
Yeah.
Why would I look at his schedule?
I don't know.
Every Saturday night to Sunday morning, you work 12:30 to 4:30, and then
I come
in?
Then comes back in.
What? Since when?
Haven't you seen his post whining how tired he is?
Since when did I start this? Like last late fall.
When did the dojo change?
Yeah.
Wow. When did they get rid of, when did Bob leave?
Yeah. It was right after
that. Well, Bob
that,
left
I think.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little after that. But yeah, it's, so it happened, we first started seeing stuff about 3:15, and we saw a report that the police department was going to have a press conference at 3:30. Well, that never happened.
Right.
And the last we heard was that up to 20 people may have been hurt. That's all, when I left at 5 o'clock this morning, that's all that we had. Within the next 2 hours, the magnitude of this thing just exploded, and that's when that kind of coverage would be.
Sure. When you go, when
you
it's
know,
an,
sunrise to sunset.
When it's
sure.
an ongoing right. thing, you yeah. go. You go. Oh, yeah.
But then bottom. You hit a point where there's nothing new, as you've, right. we've mentioned before.
Yeah, and we talked about this on the on the regular
so
show.
So, do you think the newsroom is accurate? Is that accurate? The way the corporations
are
work?
Are you kidding? You better believe it.
Okay, because that's not how this station works, really.
And again, the newsroom takes place in a cable TV newsroom.
Sure.
So again, that's a different animal.
Yeah.
Than what. Our little seventh floor newsroom is.
But when people
but
say
Olivia
mean,
Munn is on it.
Oh, that's true.
She plays the financial reporter.
I knew that.
Ha, ba, la, ba, ba, la.
But when people say it means to be media, we're part of that, right? But at the
I
same,
think we are. You.
I think people consider us that, but we operate so differently. We just talked about that. Anybody?
I don't know if we do.
Listen to this conversation. Listen back to this. We operate totally differently. We don't drive our content totally by it. We're not.
Our show. I think our show is unique.
Our show is unique for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons. One, it's ignored by management. Two, it's ignored by management. So we pretty much can do whatever we want. There's a beauty of being under the radar. There's, you know, it could be problematic too. They forget. But so we're, plus you kind of, like we know what our job is. We know what our role is. And
do we? I don't.
Well, we try to.
Well, you do your job, though.
But, like, tonight, we debated. And I don't want to rehash this because we talked about it on the regular show. But we, you know, it was like, all right, we actually called the boss tonight.
Yeah.
Before the show. We said, hey, listen, here's what we have planned. Mm-hmm. We don't think it's appropriate to talk about this for an entire 3 hours. It's not, there's nothing new. If something new comes up, and the boss said, you're on the money. That's it. Just remind people that we'll be updating them. Do what you do.
But I felt like that was like a, here's what WGN Radio is about. Here's what your show is about. Here's how we serve the listener. Not how do we make the most money.
Right.
You know, I feel like.
Well, that's, no, you're absolutely right. We were here and some people disagreed vehemently with our choices.
But they were disagreeing and that's what we're looking for.
Right.
If
agree,
we do our job, then the people will listen. And then management will be happy-go-lucky. Mm. But no, seriously, if we do our job.
I joked about it at the beginning of the show. There's always people who will disagree. Well, that's how it's supposed to be.
I disagree with that.
That's how it's supposed to be.
And you did your job because the messages and the phone calls and the, oh my goodness.
The vitriol and the hatred. I love it all.
Yeah.
Oh man, oh man. So that's, what else you got on this?
I'm just trying to tell myself that we're better than CNN.
I know you, I don't know what brought this on that you feel you need to justify. Have you been a lot of anarchist friends of yours trying to put you down for working in the mainstream media?
I am an anarchist, Brian.
I don't believe that you are.
Are you sure?
You like to frame yourself that way because you play video games and wear ironic T-shirts.
But
I don't believe for a moment that you are an anarchist.
I did not
because you like the rules.
I did not put the toilet seat down when I was done using the restroom.
I didn't even use the toilet. I went right on the floor. Does that make me an anarchist
yes.
or incredibly lazy or an animal? Just an animal.
Hmm.
You tell me. I don't like to be labeled. Does that make me an anarchist?
Yeah, he doesn't like labels. You don't like labels.
Right.
No anarchist likes labels.
But you're an anarchist.
So much so I cut them out of my shirts.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to wear a shirt with an A on it to the station next
week. Are you an Avenger?
And then,
are you an adulterer or are you an anarchist?
You won't know.
I won't know. You're not even coming to the station next week.
Well.
What?
He's off again.
Listen.
Very poor work ethic. God.
Vacations are important to take when one is young and
full of job to do.
Energy and.
Is that right?
Virile and.
Vim and vigor.
Commitments.
Yeah, no, he got his lady. She gets mad if he works too many Sundays.
Oh, really?
Flight of the Conchords is playing next Sunday.
So?
So they're here from Australia, New Zealand. So when am I
came all the way from New Zealand?
You feel commitment that, hey, they flew all the way in. I got to go see him.
They'd be upset. They'd be upset if Cody didn't show up.
I get to see him. He doesn't show up. Says, excuse me, stop the music. Where's Cody? Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I love the TV show. Not so much that I would miss my own show. Yeah. But that's my
own
show.
Well, but it's your own show.
Right. Well,
speaking of shows, I got to go again.
Oh.
Yeah, go.
I know.
Yeah, you got regular news to do.
I got stuff to do.
Regular news.
I got people to see, places to go.
Roger's got
to
go up and yell outside the seventh floor window that he's mad as hell and he's not going to take it anymore. Don't have a heart attack. Get all worked up. Have a stroke. I don't know what's going on. You seem... As defensive as Roger seemed about the news, you seem that way about making sure that people realize that somehow we're different. Like, I figure they know that, right? If they listen, they know.
I want to feel like
How do you feel tonight after what we did for the last 3 hours?
I feel pretty good about it tonight.
Okay.
I want to feel like I'm a positive contribution to society. And right now, the nominee for the Republican Party for the President of the United States is Donald Trump.
That's correct.
And do you think the media had something to do with that?
Covering him?
Do you think that influencing people, giving him a spotlight that made him seem credible?
I think the media was trying to show that he maybe was not credible, and it backfired on them.
I don't know, whatever the case.
Because I think he was a curiosity, and you cover a curiosity because he was everything you needed for ratings. He's bombastic.
Exactly,
he was
ratings.
An outsider. Yes, it was all about ratings. So, but if nobody had been following him, they wouldn't have stayed with him. The fact that they may have covered him at first as a curiosity, but all of a sudden he connected with people. And the more people he connected with and the more polls it showed, and then when he started winning, then it was like, we got to cover this guy. Because one, he's going to say something stupid every day. And two, people love him.
I think we're talking about a chicken and an egg scenario. What was the rate? And, you know, I seem to recall it felt like.
But he's always been a media personality.
Yeah, but the
guy had one of the biggest shows on NBC.
Well, the exposure that he was given by so many news networks was so outrageous. And I think there is a direct correlation between simple exposure and familiarity with a candidate, whether you agree with them or not, and their popularity. I mean, I remember one of Bernie's biggest surges in the polls was when the media started to really talk to him a lot and when he got a ton of coverage for beating Hillary in one of the first couple states. That's when he saw a huge boost in popularity because people suddenly saw that he was being covered and taken seriously by political pundits and all that. Same with Trump. They covered him nonstop for months and months, and I think that contributed to it. So I just don't, you know, I want to come into.
So you don't
want to
be blamed for Trump.
But there's that.
Okay. You
know, that aside, it's just I feel like sometimes if the media does the wrong thing, it can have problems. Like, you know, some people may blame some shooters on copycats because they see all this exposure the media give, you know, certain media outlets give shooters, stuff like that. I just want to come in, and when I do the show with you, 99% of the time, thank God, we're not covering serious, you know, tragedies and things like that. But when something big comes up like this, I want to make sure we do it right and we do it smart so that I feel like I'm not contributing to copycat killers or feeding the beast or the rise of a xenophobic candidate, you know, something. I just want to make sure I'm not ruining America worse than it already is.
And I just want to do a crazy character and go home.
I want you to do crazy characters.
I'm with you. Listen, we talk all day. It was, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? Where are we going to draw the line? What's, you know, because I don't want to feed into the culture of fear. I also don't want to make light of situations. I'll make light of pretty much every situation. Some situations you can't make light of.
Yeah.
Especially when it's happening. So it's a responsibility. But here's the thing. My bottom line is it's got to be entertaining. Whether we're talking about something serious or whether we're talking about something goofy, either way, it's got to be entertaining. So my bottom line is basically what you're railing against. I want to do a good show because I want people to listen. That's all I want, people to listen. That will translate into other things for the station. It will translate into revenue, hopefully, and all of that. I try not to get too high-minded about if I'm doing the right thing for society or if I'm helping people, because I've had people talk to me, and I know you have too, that we do help in a way. But that's not – I try not to look – because to me that seems pompous to go, I'm here to help people and make the world a better place.
Right.
No, I'm not. I'm here so that if you're sitting in your car or if you're in your house and you turn on the show, you're going to go, oh, that's funny. That's interesting. He's absolutely wrong about that. Oh, my God. He said exactly what I would have said. What happened on this, you know, trip, whatever it is. It's got to be interesting and entertaining, though. That's my bottom line.
Yeah, I don't think I was railing against that.
I don't think you were either.
Yeah, I think I agree.
But also we don't present ourselves as a news program.
Yes.
And I think maybe that's where your distinction, because they think they're doing something that's entertaining and informative.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's because of the topic is where you're kind of drawing your line.
Well, WGN's a weird place, right? Because we used to be News Talk 720. And
yeah, but before you were here, we were not. We were just Chicago. We were just, the voice of Chicago.
Yeah, and we haven't been News Talk for a while, but I think some people probably still associate us with
sure,
that.
Well, we do. See, we cover everything.
Right.
And we're a really good example of that because we literally will cover everything. Short of abortion and gun control.
Yeah.
We will cover pretty much everything.
And even then, our texters cover it, even
Thank
if we don't want
God
them to.
God for the texters.
Oh, boy.
I can't tell you the names I was called tonight, because most of them were profanity.
I read them. They were not kind.
Not kind.
Not kind.
But I feel that we complain about the texters every week. So let's move on, because you have a great story. So, or you claim you have a great story.
It's not really a great story.
It's a story, but you wanted to share it. And I will tease this, that I was maimed by a vegetable.
This is the most excited
I don't know about that. Don't get over the moon about it.
You'd be surprised.
But you can see on my face that I am not lying.
I can't stop looking at it.
I know, it's frightening. And this, I woke up this morning with this. Yesterday it was still there, but it hadn't turned red and scabby. It was just like a blister.
Just like blood everywhere?
No, it didn't even look bloody yesterday. That's why when I woke up this morning, I was like, ha!
Is that what you were like?
Ha! And then I turned on the TV and I was like, ha!
Wow.
It was all morning. It was just horrible.
It's a lot of high.
I was very loud this morning. Debbie was like, shut up, I'm trying to sleep. Because she sleeps later than me. Every day. No, not during the week. She's up. She's up about the same time I am.
Okay.
Except because my schedule's changed a little bit. Now I'm lazy. Now I'm not up at 4:30 to go to the gym. Now, because school's out until summer school starts, I get up at 6:30.
Whoa.
I'm a layabout.
Whoa.
I might as well be a millennial. I have absolutely no discipline. So now I get up at 6:30 and go to the gym because there's a window. So when I go to the gym at 5, it's still pretty empty. But then at like from 6 to 7... that's when most people who are going to work, trying to work out before they go to work, that's a real crowded hour. So if I go at 7, those people are leaving. The 9 o'clock work people don't have time now to come to the gym. So I can work out from 7 to like 8:15 or 8:20 in a relatively empty gym. So I either have to go at 5 or I have to go at 7.
In a gym? Oh.
At my gymnasium.
For some For some reason, I was picturing a gymnasium.
A gymnasium.
A gymnasium.
A gymnasium at a high school. Like, picturing you, like the one in Hoosiers?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I run the picket fence every morning. It's me and Jimmy. We run the picket fence.
I was picturing you dribbling a basketball in the gymnasium ad nauseum.
Right. That is what I do. An ad hoc at gymnasium. So anyway.
.com.
Yes. So.
That's my email address, actually, adhoc@gymnasium.com.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's a mouthful. Yeah. People send all your complaints to that address again. Is it Cody at adhocgymnasium?
No, it's whatever I just said. Listen back to the tape.
Go back. Rewind the podcast. The podcast?